Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, July 18th. I was at my run club last night, and a good friend of mine asked me to do an episode on bidets. That's the one thing I'll never understand about American or just Western culture in general, is why they don't use them. It turns out that the answer involves World War II brothels and because of a $30 billion toilet paper industry. By the way, with just bidets in general, I actually have some personal experience because I spent my summers growing up in India. And over there, you would normally use a pail with water. It's not glamorous, but it was still water. Now, most places have upgraded to the hose attachment, which is still better, but not ideal. When my cousins from Bangalore came to visit us in the US and tried the bidet for the first time, they absolutely loved it. To them, the idea of using toilet paper is such a weird concept, and honestly, they're in the majority, because roughly 80% of the world's population also cleans with water and thinks that Americans are the weird ones. So let's get into it. The bidet was invented in France in the early 1700s as a standalone basin designed for personal washing. The word bidet is actually French for pony, named after the straddling position required to use the original version. By the 1800s, it was a standard fixture in French and Italian bathrooms, and most of continental Europe followed. British culture never fully adopted it, partly because of a long-standing disdain for French aristocratic habits that the British associated with excess and immortality. American attitudes inherited some of that British skepticism, but the real damage happened during World War II. For many American soldiers, their first encounter with the bidet was in French brothels. The workers in those brothels used it for hygiene, and the association stuck. When those soldiers came home, they weren't about to install a fixture in their family bathroom that reminded them of a wartime brothel. The bidet became coded as something foreign and inappropriate for a respectable American household. The timing made it even worse. The post-war suburban construction boom of the late 1940s and 1950s built millions of homes with standardized bathroom layouts that didn't include bidet plumbing. Once those homes were built without the infrastructure, retrofitting became expensive and inconvenient. American bathroom design calcified around a toilet, a sink, and a bathtub, and the bidet just never got a foothold. By the time a generation of Americans grew up without ever seeing one, the absence became self-reinforcing. Nobody installed bidets because nobody had bidets, which meant nobody thought to install one. There's an analogy that bidet advocates use that I can't get out of my head. If you've got something on your arm, would you just wipe it off with a dry piece of paper and consider yourself clean? Probably not, right? You'd use water. But for some reason, when it comes to one part of your body where cleanliness matters the most, Americans decided dry paper was sufficient and have stuck with that decision for over a century. In Japan, roughly 80 to 90% of homes have a washlet, which is a toilet seat attachment made by a company called Toto that sprays warm water, adjusts pressure and angle, and then finishes with a warm air dryer. One of my good friends, Daniel, had one of these washlets in his house in Milwaukee, which was actually my first experience with it, and that was the day I decided I would never go back. The washlet was introduced in 1980 and became so ubiquitous that Japanese travelers are often shocked when they visit the United States and encounter the bathrooms without them. In the Middle East and South Asia, water-based cleaning is a religious and cultural practice that predates modern plumbing by centuries. In much of South America and Southern Europe, standalone bidets are as standard as a towel rack. The health argument is also fairly clear. Studies have shown that water cleaning reduces bacterial contamination compared to a dry wiping, and dermatologists frequently recommend bidets for people with skin sensitivity, hemorrhoids, or conditions that make wiping painful. The counterargument that bidets spread bacteria if not cleaned properly applies equally to any bathroom fixture and hasn't prevented the rest of the world from using them. The medical case for water over paper isn't ambiguous. Americans just haven't heard of it because nobody with a $30 billion interest in selling them toilet paper has any reason to share it. So in this next section, I'm going to talk about the paper industry. Americans use roughly 140 rolls of toilet paper per person per year, which is more than any country. Nationally, that adds up to about 37 billion rolls, which requires cutting down roughly 15 million trees and consuming 473 billion gallons of water in the manufacturing process. The U.S. toilet paper market is worth over $30 billion annually, dominated by a handful of companies that have spent decades marketing softness, ply count, and absorbency as the metrics that matter while never once suggesting that maybe water would work better. I mean, from the advertising side, just think about the ones that you know. I don't have the numbers on how much Charmin spends on advertising, but I feel like every time I watch TV, there is some Charmin commercial with the cute little bears talking about how good the toilet paper is. But back to bidets. A bidet attachment that fits on a standard American toilet costs between $30 and $60 on Amazon, and it installs in about 20 minutes without a plumber. This podcast is not advice or recommendations, but if you do need them, definitely reach out to me because I've purchased plenty of bidets in my life and I could tell you some good ones. A washlet-style seat with warm water and a dryer runs a few hundred dollars. The switching cost is minimal. The reason Americans haven't switched isn't financial or practical. It's the same path dependency that we've been talking about for a while. We talked about in the QWERTY episode, in the daylight savings episode, and the curriculum episode. People do what they've always done because the system is built around existing behavior and nobody has enough incentive to push for change. COVID almost broke the cycle. When toilet paper disappeared from shelves in March 2020, bidet sales in the US spiked by over 300%. Tushy, which is one of the most visible bidet brands in the American market, reported a tenfold increase in sales during the first weeks of the shortage. For a brief window, millions of Americans who had never considered a bidet suddenly needed an alternative. They tried one and realized what the rest of the world already knew. Sales have continued to grow since 2020, and younger Americans, particularly millennials and Gen Z, who are more open to challenging inherited habits, are driving adoption. But the U.S. bidet penetration rate is still in the single digits compared to Japan's 80 to 90% and Western Europe's roughly 50%. The $30 billion question is whether American bathroom habits will shift the way that they've shifted in every other wealthy country, or whether the cultural inertia from a misunderstanding in a French brothel 80 years ago is strong enough to keep 300 million people wiping with dry paper indefinitely. Based on the path dependency pattern, the smart bet is on inertia. But the COVID spike has showed that it only takes one disruption to make people reconsider a habit that they've never questioned. And once someone tries water, the research suggests that they rarely go back. So, a quick summary of the episode. Most of the world cleans with water after using the bathroom. Americans use dry paper because of a cultural stigma that traces back to World War II, when American soldiers associated bidets with French brothels and brought the bias home. The post-war construction boom built millions of homes without bidet plumbing, and the habit calcified. Americans now use 140 rolls per person per year, which is about 37 billion rolls nationally, and that requires 15 million trees and 473 billion gallons of water to manufacture. The toilet paper industry is worth over $30 billion and has no incentive to suggest an alternative. A bidet attachment costs about $30 to $60 and installs in 20 minutes. COVID pushed bidet sales up over 300% when toilet paper disappeared, and most people who tried one didn't go back to toilet paper. 80% of the world uses water. Americans use paper. And the reason is a wartime misunderstanding that nobody corrected. Stay informed, stay curious, stay clean, and we'll see you tomorrow.